Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Andrew Shatkin Show on every evening, sometimes at 6:30, sometimes at 8, sometimes at 9:30, and at times at 11. So I welcome you, and the show has various emphases, which I'll get into in a minute. I'll give you a little bit of my background so you'll understand where I'm coming from and what the show is all about. I think you should know I'm a writer. I've written 10 books. I conduct 2 radio shows. I'm a Christian. And I'm planning other books. I'll get into this in a few minutes if I can, but if you'll give me time to give you a background about myself so you understand how I'm forming this show and producing it. But the topic today will be about capitalism and why, in some sense, it may be a failed idea and not the best. However, there are different points of view on this issue, and I'm going to handle it in a minute. But before I get into this, let me say that the nature of this show, this is a politically incorrect show. We don't go into political rhetoric. We don't go in for media lies or media falsehoods. We don't go in for any kind of the big lie. We're not interested in political rhetoric. We're interested in getting at the facts and getting at the truth as much as possible. Number one. Number two, I'm a Christian, and I'm not about to abandon that position. I adhere to the full authority of Holy Scripture from Genesis to Revelation. And I also adhere to the creeds of the Church, Apostles, Nicene, and Athanasian Creed. And I also read Christian books if I can, such as St. Augustine or St. Paul's Epistles or John Bunyan's Pilgrim Progress or Dante or Milton, Paradise Lost. These are the books that I concentrate on because they are Christian books by great Christian writers who have much to say to me in every way, whether Dante, Milton, Bunyan, whether G.K. Chesterton, C.S. Lewis, or T.S. Eliot. They continue to speak to me in every way, as they do to all the world. Now, I want to say that I run 2 radio shows, Christian radio shows, but I welcome all faces and races and types of people and all faiths. I don't exclude anyone. I think the love of Jesus is found in the face of every person that's ever lived. And I wish to dialogue and understand other people, all people who have the value I think they deserve, that Jesus died for them and continues to reside in heaven, caring about them and calling them to be with him in heaven. As it says in the book, as the Epistle of Timothy, Paul says that God wills all men who will be saved, all men and women. Next, I'm an author. I have these 2 radio shows. As I said, they're Christian radio shows, but I exclude no one. And I have many, many visitors from all over the world, particularly Muslim countries and Islamic countries and Buddhists and all kinds of people visit these shows. I've had 4,300 visitors to my podcast show. And I've had visitors from many Muslim countries to my Blog Talk radio show, which includes Islamic countries and even Saudi Arabia, I'm happy to say. I am a writer. I've written 10 books, Christian books and legal books, 2 legal books, select legal topics, volume 1 and 2. I've also written a number of Christian books, Essays in the Christian Worldview, Essays in Faith, Culture, Politics, and Philosophy. A book on the parables. The parables are the mind and thought of Christ and God. They are of great value, and I read them constantly to to be informed of the words of Christ. Next, I've written a book on the Psalms. The Psalms, John Donne, the great Anglican poet, said the Psalms are the manna of the church. And they are. The Psalms, I read them in Hebrew in seminary, and they are very great pieces of literary work. They are great lyric poetry. They are great stirring legal poetry. They are also great spiritual treasures of God's words and his thoughts on all kinds of things. I've read the Psalms my whole life and continue to do so, and I urge you, my friends, bring your children to the library, open the Bible, and the Psalms. I have them memorize the Psalms. I memorized the 1st, 2nd, and 23rd Psalm while a young person in Sunday school. I never regretted it. Psalms are great, great lyric poetry. They're great spiritual treasures. And I, as I said before, I challenge anyone to what they will tire of more, reading the Psalms in an English translation or reading War and Peace or Resurrection by Tolstoy in an English translation. I don't think you'll tire of the Psalms very quickly, but you may tire of Tolstoy more quickly. Next, I'm writing a book on the miracles in the Bible. I've written part of that. I'm writing a book on the Book of Job. The Book of Job Job was not Jewish. He was an Edomite. And the book seems to emanate from some form of Greek tragedy. And it has a Greek background. But it is a very interesting book and fascinating book, which calls us to understand why God sends trials to Job as he did in that book. It's a wonderful book. Again, I urge you, my friends, take your children to the library, read the Book of Job. I'm also writing 4 books of my blogs, political, theological, philosophical, etc. These blogs, I think, these books will prove quite interesting, and I'm preparing 4 books of blogs, which will soon be out. They are largely completed. I'm also writing a book on the Book of Job, as I said, and that book will be proved quite interesting and fascinating. And I've written other books you should know about, a book on evidence called Res Gestae and Bedders Consolidated Evidence. I've written a chapter on New York jurisprudence on criminal law demands and notices. I've written a chapter on paternity in New York family law and practice. I've written a chapter on paternity. I've written 3 law review articles on which have been published by an Albanian scientific journal and by the Syracuse Law Review. Syracuse Review, I wrote an article on criminal procedure, and it has been widely bought by United States Supreme Court and the State Department, as have the other books of the Albanian Scientific Journal. Academicus has bought my article. My article has done very well in that journal on sex education, on sexual orientation discrimination, and our educational system. I analyze those matters. They have been bought by the State Department, too. So the Syracuse Law Review and the Academicus, the Albanian Scientific Journal, has been bought widely by many, many universities throughout the world, and of course by the State Department, and Syracuse Law Review by the United States Supreme Court. Now, ladies and gentlemen, today the United States is basically a capitalist country, I think it's fair to say. And I think I'd like to talk about why I think capitalism may not be the best system in the world. And I'll tell you why. I've written 3 essays on this subject, and I'd like to talk about at least one of them, entitled A Third Word on the Capitalist System. And I think I'm going to try to understand why I feel capitalism may be not such a good system. And and that's why I see it as failed. I see it as failed because it emphasizes money and greed and getting money. I think that's bad. I think it's not a moral system. I think the emphasis on greed and wealth is not good. I also pointed out in another article that we really don't live in a free market. We really live in a monopolistic or oligarchic system where the market is run by global business entities. So I think it's so. It's a myth that we live in a free market. It isn't true. And I object on a moral level to capitalism with its emphasis on greed and wealth and getting money and getting more and more money. I find that immoral, lacking morality. And also, as I said previously, we don't really live in a free market at this point, but in more of sort of a monopoly or oligarchy where the market is run by global business entities, huge businesses. So I can give you an example of this. We have no more independent stationery stores, but Staples. No independent hardware stores, but Home Depot. No independent drug stores, but Rite Aid and CVS. So let's get down to brass tacks. Do we really live in a free market? It doesn't appear that way. We live in a monopolistic or oligarchic system, which is run by huge global businesses. Thus, we have no more independent stationery stores, but Staples. No independent hardware stores, but Home Depot. No independent drug stores, but Rite Aid and CVS. I'd like to offer another criticism of the capitalist system, apart from it being the emphasis on greed and wealth, which I think is bad and lacks morality, and that we live in a monopolistic system. I think that's bad. We don't really have a real free market. But I'd like to offer a third criticism of this system. The capitalist system is based on wealth, greed, and money alone. And the result, I think, is that the society is transformed into pitting people against each other on the basis of one person's getting and outdoing other people in terms of wealth and money. As I said, the capitalist system is based on wealth and greed and money alone. So I think the society is transformed into pitting people against each other, and on the basis of one person getting more and outdoing the other person. The result is a society in pitting people against each other and on the basis of one person getting more money and outdoing other people. The result is that society becomes hostile and divided, and we seek to hurt each other in this economic race. I think it's bad. I think that the capitalist system is based on wealth, greed, and money alone, and I think the society in this system is transformed to pitting people against each other on the basis of one person getting more and outdoing other people. The result is society becomes hostile and divided, and people seek to hurt each other in a sort of economic race. I think a better system, if you could have a better system, is a system with a degree of cooperation and mutual help. I don't know whether a socialist system is the answer, but I can say that the system I presently see operating is soulless and lacks human feeling and connection. I think most people want it this way or like it, but I do not think most people want it this way or like it. The fact of the matter is that a better system than a system in which society, which people are pitted against each other to get more and more and outdo each other, the result is that society becomes hostile and divided, and people seek to hurt each other people in this economic race. I think a better system, if possible, is one with a degree of cooperation and mutual help. Sharing, if you will. I don't know whether a socialist system is the answer, but I can see the system properly operating right now is soulless, cold, and lacks human feeling and connection. I don't know if people want it this way, but I think the present capitalist model has brought this about. Perhaps a better way to analyze this issue, there should be other thought systems and values than earning money. Money is necessary for all of us. Its purpose is not for us, however, to enrich ourselves and devote ourselves to ourselves, but I think it could be used as a great tool on behalf of others, perhaps less fortunate than ourselves. So let me go through this again. The system is based on wealth, greed, and money, and the society is transformed into pitting people against each other on the basis of one person's getting more and outdoing other people. The result is that society becomes hostile and divided, and people effectively seek to hurt each other in this economic crisis. I think a better system is possible, is with a degree of cooperation and mutual help. If you will, a more socialized system. I don't know whether a socialist system is the answer, but I can say that the system presently operating right now is soulless and cold and lacks human feeling and connection. I don't think most people want it this way, but I think the present capitalist model has brought this about. Perhaps a better way to analyze the matter is that there should be other thought systems and values than merely earning money. Money is necessary for us all. Its purpose is not, however, for us to enrich ourselves and devote ourselves to ourselves, but I think it can be used as a great tool on behalf of others, perhaps less fortunate than others. The capitalist system as presently exists in the United States makes us robots without feeling and without thought rather than for ourselves. I think the present system results in divisiveness, separation, and even alienation. It is significant to me that people feel the need to go online to find simple friendship and human companionship. It should be within all of us to form relationships and friendships. It should be part and parcel of all our lives. But I think the capitalist system of the United States, in its harshness and coldness, makes authentic human relationships impossible, or at least hard and difficult. This is due to the systems creating on all our minds that we must get more and more, we should get more and outdo other people, more people around us, thereby not bringing about a loving society. What is created is a society where people have no souls, or at least they cannot express to others what is in them or what they are capable of. So let me go through this again. The capitalist system is based on greed and wealth acquisition. We do not live in a free market at this point, but in a monopoly or oligarchy, where the market is run by huge global business entities. So if you look around you, we have no more independent stationery stores, but Staples, no independent hardware stores, but Home Depot, and no independent drug stores, but Rite Aid and CVS. I now offer a third criticism of capitalism. The system is based on wealth, greed, and money alone. And I think this society transforms people into being pitted against each other, and one person getting more and more and outdoing the other person. The result is that society becomes so competitive that it becomes hostile and divided, and people seek to hurt each other in this economic race. The society in capitalism pits people against each other on the basis of one person outdoing other people. The result is that society becomes hostile and divided, and people effectively seek to hurt each other in this economic race. I think a better system, if possible, to have a better system, is one of the degree of cooperation, compassion, and mutual help. I don't know whether a socialist system is the answer, but I can say that the system presently operated is soulless and cold and lacks human feeling and connection. I do not think most people want it this way or like it, but I think the present capitalist model has brought about this situation. Perhaps a better way to analyze the issue, there should be other thought systems and values other than earning money. Money is necessary for us all, but not to enrich ourselves or devote ourselves to ourselves, but it could be used as a great tool on behalf of others less fortunate than ourselves. The present system in the United States, the capitalist system, makes us into robots without feeling and without thought other than for ourselves. I think the present system right now results in division, separation, and even alienation. It is significant to me in this system, people feel the need to go online to find simple friendship and human companionship. It should be within all of us to form relationships and friendships that should be part and parcel of all our lives. But I think the United Capitalist System in its harshness and coldness makes these relationships almost impossible, or at least hard and difficult. This is due to the system creating in all our minds that we must get more and more money and outdo the people around us. This is what the system is. We do not live in a loving society, but a society where people have no souls and they are left unable to express themselves what they are capable of as human beings. I'm going to talk about this again tomorrow night, but I think you should think about what I said in terms of capitalism and perhaps reach the conclusion that a socialist system might be the better system. At least it's a system of sharing and caring and taking money as only the factor that motivates people, which is capitalism. That's a mistake. It's a moral mistake that money should be the only factor. It's a moral mistake. It's a horrible mistake that makes the system into a soulless, cold, alienated society. I'm going to talk about this again tomorrow night, but I hope you've enjoyed the talk tonight.